LightUpMedia.fm presents Not So Fast! Now your host, Tony, T.O., Corey, and Big E!
Hello, everybody in internet land! Not So Fast is back with you here on lineupmedia.fm, the show that's brought to you by Amazon.com and Audible.com. We'll tell you more about those later. My boys, Biggie.
Sir.
Corey.
Boys.
Tio.
Yep.
All in the house. We usually break our show down into two parts, one sports, one pop culture.
Ooh, I like the sports thing. I like pop culture too, so that's perfect.
That's perfect for you, Corey. That's why you're sitting across from us.
Well, hey.
So. UFC 205 is in the books. Did it live up to everything that you hoped it would be? T.O. would call it one of the best cards, if not the greatest card ever in mixed martial arts. Was it at the end of the day?
It was pretty good.
That's a resounding yes.
I'll be damned. What else? Yeah. What else we got?
I'm gonna run out and buy the along. DVD.
No, man, it was
pretty good.
Buy the DVD.
It was a pretty good card.
Pretty good card.
McGregor didn't disappoint.
That fucker, man.
He delivered.
Can you expound on that fucker, man?
I wish he would stop being as good as he says he is.
Now, I was going to say, he disappointed a lot of people. I thought a lot of people wanted him to lose.
Yeah, but, I mean, he came through on his prediction. That
most
he
people
was
that don't like dickheads.
And, you know.
Not true. Did you not see the results of the election?
He did, and he did it. But I didn't expect him to come out and win like that. I didn't see it coming.
I did.
Eddie Alvarez isn't great by any means. He's not a dominant. He's not. I mean,
do you always have to, when someone wins, do you always have to denigrate who they just beat?
Oh, no, I'm not taking away from what Conor McGregor
sounds
did.
Sounds like you're
okay,
taking away from
it. Okay, because it
just says, well,
he won and he backs it up, but Eddie Alvarez, he ain't so great.
He's not. I mean,
he's
Michael,
a bomb.
Michael Chandler, Bellator, beat him a couple. I mean, like, they had these knockdown, drag-out fights. I think what surprised everybody is that Eddie Alvarez is known for having these wars, these fights that are just epic slugfests.
The wall.
And Conor just came in and just dispatched of this guy quickly.
Second round.
Yeah. And
what was the minute total?
Oh, it was 2 minutes in.
So this fight, 7 minutes and change.
So yeah. So Jeffrey, a friend of all of ours and I, We're talking the day of the fight, and we're talking about putting in a parlay. And we put in, I believe it was a 7-fight parlay.
Oh, okay.
$500 to win $31,000.
Uh-huh. How'd that work out for you?
Misha Tate lost her fight, who was a favorite on the card.
Why in the world does the female favorite in these cards always lose? This is a trend I'm noticing.
Seemingly, huh?
Whoever the hot female is, whoop, down she goes.
Because as soon as they get good, they just lose the fire. That seems to be happens to every single
one. She retired after the fight.
Exactly my point.
And afterwards I heard she had an awful camp and she knew she was done.
Of course.
But if you would have get the funny thing about this is the bet didn't end up getting put in, so we didn't lose the 500 either. But I mean, to hit, I mean that's a big parlay, and
any 7-teamer is a big parlay.
But the fact that Misha Tate, I probably, if I would have had to bet on one of those people other than Khabib, she probably would have been my second person I thought had the best chances of winning outright. So, like, the fact that she was the one that lost.
In a loser's pool, she would have been late.
Yeah, yeah. I was shocked. But I'll come out and say it now.
Uh-oh. Corey,
Khabib.
Oh, I'm listening.
Nurmagomedov.
You nailed it.
Say that
the
again.
The Kazakhstanian. Is he Kazakhstan?
No, he's not Kazakhstan.
No, I'm sorry. He's from Dagestan.
Is that a real place?
Kazakhstan is not a real place.
No, he's from Dagestan.
Okay.
Dagestan?
This dude Kazakhstan is one bad son of a bitch. And
did you hear that, Corey?
I don't think Connor and he will ever fight.
You are sick. What's wrong? Can we take a timeout?
Huh?
You're not doing well.
I'm fine. I've just got sinus.
You sound great.
I've had like the sinus issues for a while.
You sound like you're talking nasally through the inside of your skull.
I know. It's,
you
it's
almost sound like you're
so
three breaths from crying.
Right. I mean, do we need a EMT team standing by here?
No.
You're okay.
All right. So anyway, come on. Everett, did you watch the fights?
I've watched a couple of them after the fact. Yeah.
Did you watch Woodley and Wonderboy?
I did.
What? How did you score that?
I scored exactly how they did, honestly.
Now, the judges that scored it a draw or the judges that scored it?
The majority draw.
Okay. So you gave a 10-8 round in the fourth, and then you thought Wonderboy won three of the two.
Right.
I agree with that.
It was a great fight, honestly.
Yeah. Joanna, the Joanna, I'm just going to call her JJ. She's bad. She is a tough, tough gal. Did you see the flying knee from Yoel Romero?
I was
going
to say,
Romero?
The best part was the flying knee from Yoel Romero to Weidman. Dude, that
Yoel
so
Romero threw, it might have been the best flying knee in the history of MMA.
It was so short, but the
because,
guy just.
Yeah, and that's the point. The impact and the distance of knee hitting head was so close that there was so much just force and impact behind it that, I mean, I bet he had a bad, bad, bad concussion.
I don't know, but the amount of blood that came out.
Man, I mean, he
2 seconds after the knee, there's a pool of blood, and it's just literally streaming, like a thick stream out of his head. Just.
And are there two fighters, and we'll move to this, and then we can move on to whatever, but Yoel Romero and Tyron Woodley, they look like superheroes.
They're pretty big guys.
I don't know if there are two fighters in MMA that
MMA.
Or they're so muscular. I mean, they're huge. They are jacked. These guys look like they're straight from a Marvel or DC comic book. Tony, I'm going to show you Yoel Romero, and you're going to be like, holy shit.
My question about anybody when the physique.
How much does this guy weigh?
Now, here's
the
deal.
That level is.
He has trouble. He gasses really early because it takes so much oxygen to feed the muscles. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
I knew it.
I mean, you know, the second thing I would add maybe is, are you as loose and limber as you need to be in that octagon?
This guy's a bad. Yeah, this guy is.
Okay.
So what's funny is he's Cuban. His nickname is Soldier of God.
That is funny.
He goes in, well, no.
Oh, no.
The funny part is his post fight. There he is, Tony.
He's a specimen, man. Look at the man.
He's C. Simon.
He is so ripped that if you notice, his abs aren't even.
He's got muscles in places most people don't even have places.
Muscles on his muscles.
So he speaks very, very broken English.
Kind of like you are right now.
Yes. But,
very good to me.
But he tries. He doesn't use an interpreter.
He doesn't use the Sammy Sosa bullshit. Right. I mean, so, he goes and makes an. Oh, yeah, Sammy didn't know how to speak English when he got in front of the Senate and in the clubhouse. He was perfect.
That makes me smart.
He was trying to say something, and he accidentally said gay something.
Yeah.
And it came out wrong, and he used the word wrong, but he kind of caught.
Did he mean happy?
Did he say gay,
no,
gay fucker?
He didn't mean to say gay, and I forget what the context was, but he caught some heat over it. But he was calling out trying to get a title fight, and apparently he's a really nice guy, and talking shit is not his nature. But now everybody feels they have to be a shit talker because Conor McGregor.
Well, that's what I wanted to kind of ask you guys. You know, Conor tuned this one up, as you know he's going to do in advance. What was your take on Conor post-fight?
Same as it is every fight.
Yeah.
He's a dickhead about it.
I mean, he
of course I won, you know?
He had a line. He said, leading up to this fight, I talked a lot of shit. Something, and I just want to apologize to fucking nobody.
I apologize for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen that he is demanding ownership stake now in UFC?
He's not fighting again.
I love it.
Until they give him ownership.
Just a taste. Let him let Connor wet his beak.
It What's came out though. That? His he's expecting a child.
Whoopity doo.
Okay. So he's not going to fight.
So am I. Every time he comes on my fucking screen, he is the little guy at high school that thought he could beat up everybody.
Yep.
But he's also that scrawny little white Hoosier who you went to high school with that you were like, you know what? It's better off just to let him lip off.
But I think that's kind of how people are from. Yeah, how they are where he's from.
But it's better to lip him off because, you know, let him just do his thing. Because if I really had to fight him, yeah, I could maybe beat him because I'm bigger and everything. But he won't quit. I'd have to kill him.
There's two theories on
Please.
This. He's Floyd Mayweather.
Well, he's an Irish Floyd.
Made the decision that, all right, I haven't really made a bunch of money. I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm not really getting paid. So I'm going to create this persona. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be obnoxious. I'm going to be a jack-off. And I am going to get people to pay to watch me lose. Conor McGregor is trying to do that, but the MMA fans, for some reason, like him.
Oh, he fights nobody's too?
He's almost got that whole Stone Cold thing where they didn't expect Stone Cold to be a face because he's coming out, you know, being an asshole.
No, he beat Undertaker, Kane, Triple H.
I love how you guys
Rock.
Time out.
He beat real contenders.
Time out. I love that you guys willingly will mix choreography with real fighting.
I'm not saying there's anything to do with the fighting.
Listen,
I'm just saying
Floyd Mayweather beat everybody they put in front of him.
I disagree. I think MMA is real. Don't you guys?
It is real.
What?
No, I mean, I agree, but you just insinuated that Mayweather didn't fight people.
Who did he ever fight?
I mean, who didn't he fight?
Well, a bunch of jokes. Who was ever good? He fought Pacquiao at his smallest.
He beat Pacquiao. He beat Canelo Alvarez. I mean, Canelo was...
All right, well, then when's he going to fight... Okay, well, then when's he going to fight Triple G, then?
He's 40-something years old.
Better late than never.
Mm. I mean, he can beat anybody.
Yeah, get it on the resume at least, right?
I mean, he got Canelo on the resume. Canelo might beat Triple G. I mean, Canelo's dancing around Triple G. My point is, I mean, like, Roy Jones Jr. gets criticized for never fighting anyone. He never had a dance partner. But Roy Jones Jr. beat Bernard Hopkins when they were both 25, 26 years old. There's this revisionist history with fighters. Now, the good thing about the MMA...
Well, there is, Tim.
UFC, especially, these guys are there. Like, you can't... Since there's no promoters stopping these fights from happening...
Right.
Like, you can't say, oh, well, Conor McGregor didn't fight so-and-so. Conor McGregor didn't fight this. Eventually, the fights will happen. Conor's big fight is going to be with Khabib. Khabib is 24-0.
Khabib.
Okay, you can talk about this till you just...
And I know you don't care.
No. I'm saying great fighters, though, also jumped around in weights. They'll go fight anybody.
And that's... I mean, Mayweather did that. Pacquiao did that. But for the first time...
Not the best. Well, I shouldn't say that about Mayweather.
Roy Jones Jr. went up to heavyweight.
I think Roy Jones Jr. is one of the best fighters ever. Evander Holyfield went to the heavyweight division.
But here is the one thing that Conor McGregor's done that hasn't been done. He went up two weight classes to fight Diaz. Now, Diaz, again, is not a 170-pounder. Diaz can make whatever weight Conor wanted to make. He can make 45 if he needed to. But the appearance is Conor McGregor fought at 170 and won.
I'm not taking shots at Conor McGregor.
No, I know. I'm
taking shots at Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Because I think McGregor's a stud.
Yeah.
I mean, he beats every...
I do, too. I don't know how anyone... I mean, you can dislike him. I don't know how anyone could argue with it. Because he doesn't like him, but he's not arguing with it.
Nope.
So one of the other things I wanted to just kind of... You know what's hard in the fight game, whether it's boxing or MMA? It's timing. You know, it is timing. The reason Ali Frazier was so good is because their timing intersected.
You have to have a dance partner to become.
Absolutely.
And that's what killed Roy Jones Jr., going back to him.
Didn't.
And that's what killed Floyd Mayweather, for the most part, he had Pacquiao all those years, and it never happened the very, very end.
And here, that's why people still take shots at Lennox Lewis.
And 30 years ago, or 40 years ago now, in the 70s, you had Frazier Ali three times.
Well, Sugar Ray Leonard.
You had Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns, Duran.
I mean,
you can go on and on.
Multiple dance partners there.
Multiple dance
guys.
Partners yeah. facing each other multiple times. So now we get to this era where we don't have the greatness matching up in timing, and if they do, it's one's coming up and the other's clearly going down.
Yeah, but they also build – UFC builds one guy at a time.
Oh, well, they should change that strategy. If that is their strategy,
don't
Corey, they should change it.
Do you think or no,
well,
Tio?
So let me – yes and no.
Well, they were building Rousey at the same time they started building.
They had really, really, really bad luck. They tried building about five guys at one time. John Jones is the greatest fighter in the history of MMA, without a doubt. John Jones can't stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
John Jones should be the Floyd Mayweather. You want to talk about a guy that could go out and sell pay-per-views based on people wanting to watch a guy lose? That's John Jones.
For sure.
And part of it is he's black. I mean, I hate, but
you hate black people, I understand.
No, I'm just saying. Oh. But people don't like that he is a young, flashy, black guy.
Successful.
Successful. Yeah. Now you throw on the top of.
You're Trumpers.
He's tested positive for coke. He's tested positive for Cialis. Yeah. Yes. He tested positive for Cialis.
Tested positive for Cialis?
So when
who
he,
caught him sitting
now,
in a bathtub with another woman in another bathtub?
This is, so when
do you get the reference?
When he got pulled off UFC 200,
yeah.
USADA actually came out and said he is not a steroid cheat. He had a male enhancement drug that had...
He had dick pills?
Dick pills. Dick pills. Okay. That's why.
Damn.
You want to know how much those dick pills cost him?
Well, I've seen you buy them at a gas station.
$9 million.
No, $9 million.
Those aren't. These were not your your cherry poppers or whatever the gas station sells. These were
speeders.
These were like these generic ones that they bought online.
Oh.
So the point is, Cialis not banned by USADA.
Right.
So. If John Jones would have had the proper kind, he would have been fine. John Jones apparently had a teammate buy a bunch of these in bulk, and they were made in the same plant that also made these supplements that had dustings of estrogen blockers on it, and that's why he was suspended for a year. That's why he got pulled off UFC 200. That's why all of this
what a
happened.
World, what a world we live in, E, when dustings of estrogen blockers can...
But that is your guy. John Jones is your guy that everybody could root against. But
there you have it.
Let me ask you this question.
That's
and
weird.
There you have it.
I love him.
Yeah,
I think he's great. You follow the sport some. Tony, you're just getting into it. Corey, you've watched some. Where do you rank Conor McGregor in all-time fighters right
it's
now?
Pretty early for that, but...
I agree.
I don't know. Give him two or three more fights, and then you start putting him up there easy top 10.
So there was a 2,500 people voted online.
Is this your top 20 MMA of all time?
2,500 people voted. 63% had him in the top five of all time.
Mm.
Shocking to me.
Yeah, he hasn't proven that much.
He's not in the top. He's not a top five fighter in the world in my eyes right
no.
now. In
top
MMA.
Five mouth, maybe number one mouth. But
without a doubt,
that persona counts for a lot.
Apparently,
in the fight game,
counts more than wins.
Always has.
There might be five guys at 155 that can beat him.
And maybe.
And you know, one more thing, and I don't think we brought it up. You guys will probably agree with me, but it's just something that it drives me nuts. You know, these UFC pay per views, they're just not long enough. We need. I mean, hey, it starts at 6 o'clock. All of a sudden, boom! It's 1 a.m. and it's over. And you just don't feel feel cheated.
7 hours, it leaves you wanting more.
I mean, hey, we're having a UFC party. What time should I be over? 11:30.
Friday.
Friday.
Fuck. I mean, are you kidding me?
Bring a sleeping bag.
But honestly.
It was 2 a.m. when the show got over in New York.
I felt like it was 2 a.m. in my house when I got over.
I agree.
So the prelims started at 6 o'clock Central Time. But look, you talk, and I hate to
WrestleMania every time.
No, this is what I'm saying though. I hate to group WWE into combat sports or into MMA. But the WWE has the WWE Network right now.
Right.
Their special events, mm-hmm. what used to be pay-per-views, those things are like 4 hours now.
Yeah, and it's way too long. And that's brutal. What everybody complains about.
That's why I'm going to have a hard time sitting through another WrestleMania. I am. I mean, when a guy takes
seven minutes
of lapping up the applause, that's...
Entrances take just as long for UFC.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, come on, it's a waste of time. Hey, if you want more on this topic, lineupmedia.fm has no shortage of shows for you, including Lineup MMA with Ben Askren, with Joe Warren, hosted by Sean Wheelock. Find them at www.lineupmma.com. You can follow them on Facebook, and that is simply facebook.com/ And remember this, Podcast MMA. That's Podcast MMA on Facebook. And on Twitter, it's twitter.com/podcastMMA.
I'll tell you right now, I listen to a lot of MMA podcasts. Ben Askren and Joe Warren last week, the last 20 minutes of that podcast.
Well, I didn't listen to it. I listened to you sit at your desk laughing and crying as you listened to it in your headphones. Matter of fact, the whole office did. And
I'm not kidding you.
Tim,
those
T.O.
two guys had me
conniption.
Laughing my ass off. So there's an interesting dynamic between the two of them because one is a Trump supporter, one's a Hillary supporter. So they have some funny election talk.
Remember back in the day, you could hit like a what are they called?
Candidate.
And that would be the only difference you had. Now it's like, well, you like Hillary, I'm a completely different person. You like Trump, I'm completely different than you.
But
anyway, it's just
Joe Warren has had some issues with USADA.
I hadn't heard that.
So Joe is a world-class wrestler, and Joe before the Olympics was banned by USADA, couldn't wrestle in the Olympics. But he knows what it's like to have USADA show up at your house at 6 o'clock in the morning and want to urinate sample.
Oh, they climb they crawl right up that colon of yours, they do. That's what they do, E. It's an intensive exam. You wouldn't enjoy it.
You don't gotta tell me.
But them talking about John Jones and the pills, it's priceless.
Good. Just check it out again, lineupmma.com.
Where do you hear
that? Okay. That's where you hear it. MMA.com.
I'm just checking.
Okay.
.org?
Amazon.com brings us a...
.net?
Yeah, they're a .org. They have tax-free status. Amazon is one of the sponsors of this fine show. Christmas is a-coming, boys.
Amazon has
tax-free status? God. You know how long you've been saying Christmas?
It's always coming. Since June. Okay, full disclosure.
That's not coming any less.
Full disclosure, you're already done Christmas
show. I wait till the 24th.
Well, then why have you been telling everybody to go out and get it done now?
Well, don't be like me. Don't do as I do as I say.
If heaven forbid anyone use our Amazon code to help us out.
Go use our code, notsofastpodcast.com. Look for the Amazon banner on the website. Click it and start doing your shopping. Now, the full disclosure is this. I have a friend who has a wife that will announce, like, the weekend of 4th of July that her Christmas shopping is done, to which I will say, that's really great. So you're telling the loved ones in your life that I think so much of you that I want your shit taken care of and out of the way by July so I don't have to think about it again.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at it that way.
Why do you hate your buddy's wife so much?
I don't.
Sounds like it.
I don't.
Really?
I don't know. I don't get why people have to brag like, I got my shopping done already.
Yeah.
Even if it's fucking November or December, I got my shopping. Who cares? Everybody's got shopping.
It goes back to
everybody finishes it.
A point I made to a young lady that most people are just not good people.
Yeah, that's
true.
Guilty.
It's true. Sorry.
Yeah, guilty.
People
guilty.
Suck.
All right. NFL football, boys.
I know.
I've been focusing on CFL.
Good for you. The Grey
Is
Cup.
Still a thing?
Yeah, the Grey Cup should
Is that
be
still a thing.
Grey Cup should be coming up.
I don't know.
Are you a Winnipeg Blue Bomber or a Saskatchewan
That's
Rough
in
Rider?
The spring, isn't it?
I'm a BC Brown Bomber.
Good Lord. That's not a thing.
Little does he know there's a team called the BC Lions.
Isn't that in the winter or the
No, they still
early
play
spring?
They still play summer fall.
I almost thought it was February to, like, April.
Nah, that was a USFL. That was Trump's league.
What about XFL?
Yeah.
You know, there's a 30 for 30 coming up on that.
Oh, Lord, I'll be sure to miss that.
Why? That'll be awesome.
You'll watch it.
Really? What will it say? I mean,
it'll talk about wrestling and how big wrestling was, and they thought, hey, we should start a football
We should do
league.
This
it's
in football. Fail
miserably.
I can sum it up in two words. Bad idea.
Nobody else thought that. You know how excited people were about the XFL?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I was kind of excited.
Because everybody thought it was going to be like the biggest. They were going to overdo everything. And they just
and like there was going to be nip slips from the cheerleaders.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah. Stone Cold was going to join the team.
Stunner tackles. Who knows? Power bombs everywhere.
I'll sum it up in three words. He hate me.
Oh, yeah.
He hate me. Tommy Maddox was in that league. That's how he it led him to become the quarterback for the Steelers.
Hell of a jersey.
Sure, they'll talk about some people on there.
Hell of a jersey. Who's the best player in the NFL?
Ezekiel Elliott.
That I cannot argue with Corey, and I am stunned to say it a mere, 12 weeks after the season has opened?
MVP and Rookie of the Year.
It's amazing. I am amazed
that the Rams, the Eagles they did what they did. They went after quarterbacks. I get more why the Eagles did it, and the Rams have Todd Gurley, but why do you trade up to go get those guys when you had...
It's because Jared Goff is one of the best quarterbacks ever. That not only did they need to trade up to get him, but, I mean, they gave a first-round pick next year.
They gave their whole draft away.
And a first-round pick this coming year.
Right.
To take him over... Carson Wentz, who's doing an all right job.
He's doing good.
And then, I mean,
doing real good.
Dak Prescott, who may come
in second in the NFL MVP voting. Now, I know people are going to come out and say Tom Brady. Well,
They'll split the vote.
Well, no, Ezekiel Elliott's going to win it.
It's been probably since early grade school, high school for you, since Cowboys have been in this position.
Oh, it's been a great 20 years. As a Bills fan,
they beat the shit out of the Bills. Huh?
It's been a rough 20 years, but it's been a good 20 years.
I remember there was excitement when Romo burst on the scene.
But man, when the Cowboys
there was excitement when Quincy Carter was the quarterback of the Cowboys. There was excitement when
Darren McFadden. I remember when Bledsoe came, they were pumped for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He was awful.
No, but this is real.
Well, they're fucking 8-1.
This is real. They don't look like they're slowing down. At the worst, they're a 12-4 team.
They're 8-1, and they've made the playoffs already because the football's so bad.
The rest of the league. Well, it's parity, again.
I know, but it's so bad. I mean, this week had some good games, finally.
So, you're not a huge sports guy. The Cowboys, do you have any family, friends that pull for the Cowboys?
Everybody does.
Stepbrother.
That's how far, and when they get
people have their favorite teams, and then at the end, when they're gone, everybody becomes a Packers, Steelers, Cowboys fan. And now you can add the Seahawks to that list, and you can add those that should be in the insane asylum. You can add the Patriots to that
list. I feel like the Saints got really popular for a bit, for five minutes.
Oh, and the Broncos, too.
The Broncos are that way.
They've been a lot of Super Bowls. They just didn't win a lot of them.
Patriots for a while, right?
Well, look at the past few years. Yeah. It's been Broncos, Patriots, Seahawks. Those are the teams that have been in the Super Bowl.
There is a Super Bowl.
And now the Panthers, but that's going to be a one and done.
There is a Super Bowl I've waited my whole life for.
Super Bowl 69? Me too.
Yeah, that's the one.
Coming up.
Another 18 years, but it's coming.
Almost there.
Trump will be out of office by then.
69, so...
Maybe.
No.
Super Bowl this year, will it be
L-I? Take it back. Dictators don't leave.
Well, I think they dropped the Roman numeral thing, but that's right. It would be L-I.
They didn't drop it. They had it this year because it was just an L. It would be Super Bowl loss. Super Bowl L.
No, but are they going to go with the L-I this year?
I assume. They're not going to do Super Bowl 51.
I thought they were going to... Oh, I have to look that up. I have waited... The one of the Super Bowls, because when I was a kid, we got Dallas and Pittsburgh a couple times. It was great,
Yeah, the logo shows L.I., sorry.
I've always wanted Raiders Cowboys.
Ugh. It could happen.
It could happen.
In a few years.
No. It could happen this year.
No.
Do not sleep on your Oakland Raiders.
I'll go to sleep on them right now. There's no way they beat the Patriots.
I'll fluff those fuckers like a pillow. That sounds bad. I take that
did
back.
Did that not come out right?
I didn't
they're know. That's a decent team. They have
defense. I think they're a little better than decent.
And they're playing, I mean, is that the best conference or the best division
in football?
It's the best
division.
Hands down the best.
Hands
they're going to get the two wild cards.
The best division.
And, I mean, the Raiders are, you know?
I don't even think the Raiders will win the division, so.
I love their quarterback, Corey. I love Derek Carr.
Derek Carr's stud. But yeah, you still got to beat the Chiefs and the Broncos.
I know.
I'm really
so they have a Thursday night game in Kansas City coming up.
Yeah,
I am really thinking about going to this.
If the Chiefs are healthy, they'll beat the Raiders,
and they may well.
The problem is covering Amari Cooper is covering Crabtree's all of a sudden one of the best receivers in the NFL.
You start talking
I'll
about
be damned.
Young, you know, when you're talking about young quarterbacks, you don't really start talking about Jared Goff and Derek Carr.
They're both from California.
One's good.
One's good. They both have blonde hair. One knows which direction
Where'd
east
Carr
is.
Go?
There is a guy that
Carr go to Cal.
I thought Fresno State.
Fresno.
Yeah, that's right.
Him and his brother both. Went to
and
Fresno
I think,
State,
in fact,
right?
I think Derek was married and had a kid.
Where'd Carr go?
When he was look at that escargot.
Escargot, my cargo.
You know what that movie's? You know what that movie references to?
Nope.
Nope.
How about you, E?
No clue.
Corey.
Trading places.
There you go. So back to Elliott. I knew he was a good player, but the argument.
We both knew.
The argument was.
A lot
was,
of people knew.
You know, where do you take a running back in today's NFL? Can you.
As soon as freaking possible
so,
with that guy.
With a guy like that, as soon as freaking possible was absolutely the right answer.
Yeah.
A lot of GMs were like, no, we can, you know, come on, we can get comparable value down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well.
Can't now.
I don't know, man.
Best player in football.
What I see, T.O., what I see, Corey, I see Marshall Faulk. I see a weird combination of Marshall Faulk and at sometimes like Earl Campbell. Like, I'm not so big. I'm just going to run your ass over.
He's the best running back I've seen. He's what I thought Todd Gurley could be. I didn't think Todd Gurley could do what he did.
No, wait
catching
a minute.
Balls
wait,
out of the backfield.
Just wait 1 minute, though.
Yeah.
And
so fast is what you're supposed to say.
And I'm not taking away from what Zeke's done, but I mean that offensive line, second to none.
Gurley dropped 15 pounds for some reason to make himself faster. He's not breaking tackles.
But that line, I mean, there's.
I know it's bad, but also don't drop weight. That's all these guys are doing is dropping weight.
So. Zeke, so Zeke's the MVP.
It's like a Commodore 64 sometimes.
I'm thinking this through because here's my thing. I honest to God, I think that Dak might get more MVP votes.
I don't see it
than Zeke does.
I don't see it, T.O.
But I think Derek Carr's your MVP.
That's because that could play out, but
because of Oakland and what he's done in Oakland.
No way.
But hold on. Not so fast again. Do the course.
That's so funny.
It's not cliche at all.
Not at all. He's going to have 2,000 plus all purpose.
Yep. Cleach.
Yeah, I mean
to come into the NFL,
he's on pace for 1786. I think
one good game could put him ahead of Eric Dickerson's rookie rushing record. And he, with two good games, could potentially get into Marshall Faulk 2,400-plus all-purpose territory.
If you don't throw for 4,500 yards as a quarterback anymore,
there's
now,
no chance.
You don't have a chance to win the NFL.
There's
MVP.
No chance.
If you put up 2,000, I mean, you're the best player.
The Montana,
you guys are right.
The Montana gold standard in the 80s was about 3,600.
I know.
We're starting to get 1,500 to 2,000 yards past that.
I know.
That's
why Peyton Manning had five of them.
I'm going to make an argument against myself. So Derek Carr only has 17 touchdown passes to three interceptions.
But
I will say that.
We're halfway through the season. If he goes, if he paces at 34-6 for the year.
He won't.
That's
just letting you guys know.
No, he won't.
What's Atlanta's record?
It's
6-3, 6-4.
Okay, good. Matt Ryan could be an MVP. He has 24 touchdowns. Yeah.
Need to win those big games.
Got to win the big games, and you also don't need to play for the Atlanta Falcons. For 40 years, they've been everybody's afterthought.
24 touchdowns, 5 picks, and he's averaging 325 yards a game.
No,
so I mean,
he's the best quarterback in football.
That's personally pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Not winning big games though. When you can't beat Philly.
So, do you have the argument in the NFL that if you don't make the playoffs, you can't win MVP?
Absolutely.
I think absolutely so. Yeah.
So he's going to win the playoff. I mean, he's going to get
in. Oh, they're going to be
playoffs.
In. The Falcons be in the playoff.
You think the Falcons are getting in?
No, I think they should.
I mean, they probably will, right?
Some other teams are going to have something to say about that, I think.
I mean, they're 6-4 right now, and the Buccaneers are 4-5. No, I'm just saying, like, they might get in with
What are the Saints?
The Saints are 4-5.
Ooh, never Bucks mind. I guess they will get in by default.
Six wins could win that.
That's why I'm tired of these divisions. Yeah. The divisions are what are largely responsible for watering this down.
I don't see why they don't just switch to two divisions.
Go to two divisions or go to common table where you play everybody in your conference at least one time guaranteed. One time guaranteed.
In your conference.
In your conference. And then one out of conference game.
Go to an 18 season.
And maybe go to 18 games and play three across.
No, what if you just went to 18 and you just played the 17 on your side?
But there's only 16 on your side.
16.
So you got 15 and you need a game, or you got 15 and you need three more games.
Okay, so this is
don't like that, but okay.
Baltimore, 5-4.
That division's.
Pittsburgh's 4-5. Cincy's 3-5.
And I can't tolerate a losing record in the playoffs. Okay. I just can't.
Houston, 6-3, and they're a bad 6-3.
How are they 6-3?
But they have weapons everywhere. Their quarterback's just a donkey.
Well, T.O., they got J.J. Watt.
He's been hurt all year.
But they got him.
Yeah.
And you cannot discount the influence of J.J. Watt.
He's been giving a lot of speeches.
Clapping his hands and giving speeches on the sideline.
Tennessee is 5-5. Tennessee might – are they a wild card, actually?
Mm-hmm. You tell me. Is there a little X by their name?
You have Kansas City 7-2.
Yep.
Oakland 7-2. Denver 7-3.
Oh,
holy
cow. The playoffs are decided in the AFC.
Wow. It's there.
Four division winners.
You know the six teams.
Man. Whoever's getting in, the two wild cards.
Unless some real chaos happens, you know the six teams.
And they all have to play each other.
So all voting.
What?
Elliott, this point, rookie of the year MVP.
Biggie.
Yeah, I'm with it.
See?
Is that unanimous?
Makes perfect sense.
T.O., is that unanimous or not? You're going
to
be a dissenting vote?
No. Because, I mean, there's no. I think that.
Who's your MVP then?
Man.
Who's second then?
Trevor Siemian.
It's not. No. Oh, boy.
Anybody can run that team.
I think that what Ezekiel Elliott's done was expected a little bit. Not to this magnitude.
No.
When the Cowboys lose Tony Romo, you're looking at a disaster. And that's why I think Dak Prescott is your rookie of the year.
They were saying the first 2 weeks that Elliott wasn't running the way they wanted him to run. They were worried that Morris was going to start taking carries from him.
Because he fumbled.
Okay.
And he fumbled two times at the end of the Washington game. No,
so
I'm not
disagreeing. Is he the MVP, they were all wrong at the beginning when they started calling him out.
You don't think what Prescott has done, being a fourth-round pick, I mean, I agree, but
they're not going to take your pick.
Corey, here you go. Here it comes, because he's walked right into it. So you're saying a game manager is worthy of MVP consideration.
What do you think, T.O.?
You say a game manager?
I think he's doing more than managing games. He's winning games.
So you come in, manage the game, your team wins the game, and if your team goes on to win the Super Bowl.
He's leading.
What's their run-pass ratio, by the way?
Well, I bet it's.
Because this is the
I
same.
I bet it's a lot of runs.
This is the same argument Corey and I were shotted down for proposing last year with a certain guy in Denver, Colorado.
Who's that?
Mr. Peyton
Brock
Manning.
Osweiler?
Again, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, the fact that you're comparing him and calling him a game manager, Peyton Manning should have never been that. Peyton Manning is a god. Peyton Manning is a great.
He was, and he needed to be a game manager at that point in his career to help his team. That's what he did. At this point in his career, Dak Prescott is capable of being that. And you can compare him because one was at the end, one's at the beginning.
I will also defend Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has won them some games.
Yes, he has. He's won some games by not losing them.
No.
Some games.
Dak Prescott's leading them down the field.
Yeah, and has he pulled a Brett Favre or Romo moment where inside the two-minute warning he's done something idiotic like throw the ball back across his body? No, he hasn't.
That doesn't mean that he's a game manager.
Yeah.
It does.
It's all part of the equation.
You can do your hypothetical equation that you made up.
In the end, Ezekiel Elliott is the MVP. NFL.
Would you vote Elliott number two?
Oh, I think they're 1A and 1B. Yeah, oh, there you go. They're right there. I just don't know how you do it.
Then you're casting a
good ballot. His quarterback rating is 106.2.
That's fantastic.
2,339 passing yards.
Yep.
14 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He's more than a game manager. And the other thing is,
not the most viable game manager.
Game manager. It's
kind of disturbing, isn't it?
He manages banana hammocks.
I have no problem with it. It's just you keep saying.
Yeah. What the Cowboys have done is they've
managed the meat factory.
They've chopped them off at the knees. They're so worried about him getting hurt that you haven't even seen that aspect of his game yet.
Because you don't need to.
Special uniform.
It may be coming, but you don't need to yet.
Think about that wrinkle, the read option.
What if they introduce it during the NFC Championship game?
Never happen. Just 4 or 5 looks a game.
Never happen. Prescott's not fast enough. Go ahead.
All right. Let me tell you. What? More cowboy talk? You want more cowboy talk? You can have it. It's all yours, all you want. www.cowboyspodcast.com. Steve-O, Jono host a Cowboys dedicated show.
Shit, they should have us on.
Here on lineupmedia.fm. And again, it's a great Twitter and Facebook follow. And I'm trying to find that. It's facebook.com/cowboyspodcast.
Sounds good.
twitter.com/cowboyspodcast. Real easy to find. You'll enjoy it. They do 2 shows a week. It's all there for you at cowboyspodcast.com.
So,
not just a clever name.
No.
Seems pretty clever, though.
So the draft in the NFL, you talked about how going out and taking your guy, you take Ezekiel, you take the running back because there's no running back like him.
Right? Tony and I said that.
Yes. And so this is what's funny. You know, like the league is, it's always changing and it's always trendy. And this, you know, like what do you do? So
it evolves.
Todd Gurley was, there hadn't been a first round running back taken in a couple years, right?
3 or 4?
Gurley goes. Then last year, you know, Zeke goes.
Melvin Gordon.
But this is what's interesting. So they have Fournette going 5th right now to the Jets.
Oh, God, don't let him go there.
They have
could you put him in a worse uniform?
No.
Ugh. Well, send him to the Browns.
there was 4 running backs. Dalvin Cook.
I can see the Packers.
17th.
I can see the Packers.
I want Fournette at the Packers. That's where I want him.
Then I'm trying to. Who are the other two?
I take your
Nick Chubb.
Can I say one thing in closing on?
Yes, go ahead.
On Elliott, you know one of the reasons Prescott's so good.
Ezekiel.
That line.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he pass blocks really well.
Yeah. See, that's
stud.
I mean, that's Kurt Warner will tell you one of the reasons he could sit there that extra beat. Marshall Faulk.
Money.
He's just good. You know. When you can do that and you can trust that, you're going to get a lot better, a lot quicker.
So, I don't know if I had said this, but I think he's the best player in the NFL.
I think I'd heard someone like you saying that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you can put your hand down, T.O. You don't have to raise your hand.
I'm counting because it's at 5. So 5 running backs
I'm telling you.
That are projected to go in the first round. Nick Chubb, Royce Freeman. Where's the other one at? I just missed.
Eddie George.
Dalvin Cook. And then Alvin Kamara from Tennessee.
This guy is
a stud.
I've watched him for 2 years now. I saw him in person just one time. I love this guy. And he should get away from Tennessee as quickly as he can.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
By either going into the draft or transferring to school.
So I'm looking at a mock draft, and there's one thing I know about college football this year. The University of Illinois sucks.
Right?
Yeah, but they got a lot of good players.
Wide receiver going first round?
They have 2 defensive players projected to go in the first round of the draft.
Yeah.
How?
Pretty consistent. Whitney Merciless.
Good gosh.
Like, not everybody has talent around them.
So how about this week in college football?
fucking nuts.
This
Nuck
is
futz.
Beautiful. Michigan loses. Clemson loses. Washington loses. 2, 3, 4. Down.
Yeah,
not
this,
out.
This was
not
all,
out,
this
but
was
down.
All during the UFC 205.
What? I mean, there was a point Saturday afternoon where it was just like, Saturday, it was fabulous.
I was flipping Michigan-Iowa. Clemson lost early, and then Louisville was down 12-3. They ended up winning 44-12.
Well, for me, I mean,
like
again,
that.
I don't know how this works out just yet. Clemson still has the edge. But Louisville's back in play.
Yeah,
Louisville's back
in
play, and Lamar Jackson needs to be in the playoff somehow.
Bigly.
That's who beats Bama.
Well, now that's just crazy talk.
No, the way Louisville plays and that type of quarterback gives them fits. He's way more dynamic than Watson. I don't think you can even compare the two. Jackson is that explosive and that type of player.
Nobody's going to beat them.
What really worries me is that so the Ohio State-Michigan game is just very, very important, correct?
Yes.
It's the most important thing I've ever heard of.
Everett nails it right there. So if Ohio State beats Michigan.
Calm down, Tony.
That gets
that
Ohio State in, correct?
I got to tell E something. You know what Ohio State players get if they beat Michigan?
A sock.
No, they get this little pin of a gold pant.
Like pantalones?
Yes, because Michigan wears balloons? Gold pants.
Hey, what's a booster probably pay for one of those from one of the kids?
Well,
we just stopped.
At least,
so you
least,
learn that.
At least $3,000 probably.
Thank you.
So,
is that what should I think?
Oh, man.
So, what? Okay, sure. So, let's say.
Let's say.
Ohio State. Beats Michigan.
Ohio State beats Michigan.
Ohio State beats Michigan.
Okay, so what's
Michigan beats Ohio State.
What's your Big Ten championship game look like then?
Ohio State, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin then beats Ohio State.
Yeah, Wisconsin's probably moving on.
So it's their nightmare scenario, just like when Michigan State got in and got trounced.
Wisconsin gets in the Final Four with two losses?
Oh, a two-loss team can now make it. Yeah.
Well, I tell you the other thing. Bama can basically rest players for the Iron Bowl. And not it won't a loss won't matter.
They could. I don't think they will. They could. Because Auburn Auburn throwing a loss as well this weekend. Well, that really took them out of contention.
So our top four now is Bama, Louisville,
Ohio State.
Ohio State, and who's number four?
Some of them had Washington holding.
So
hold on here.
Barnum and Bailey Congress.
The coaches in AP right now have Alabama, Ohio State, Louisville, Michigan, Clemson, Wisconsin,
Michigan, hold on.
Washington, Oklahoma. Those are consensus top eights.
And the college football playoffs come out tonight.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Tuesday, so that comes out later this evening. But, yeah, both the AP and the coaches, Bama, Ohio State, Louisville, Michigan. That's going to change, though.
Does it in the end? Does it really matter? Because
I don't think it does.
Nobody's going to even hang with Bama.
It's just and even so, it's you're throwing the top four up the ladder. That's all.
So can I ask this? Is there any chance this happens?
You can't.
I'm going to ask you now because I can ask.
All right.
But
Fair enough.
I'll allow it.
Clemson wins the ACC because they're going to play who? North Carolina or Virginia Tech?
North Carolina or Virginia Tech?
Okay. Is there any way that Louisville stays ahead of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Even though Clemson beat them and they'll have one more win.
Because Louisville's, for the most part, blowing everybody out.
Louisville still has the Houston game, too. But Houston.
You keep pointing at that. you've been waiting for this game.
Don't forget
since August.
They play Chattanooga this weekend.
No, but apparently Houston's lost a bunch since that game.
Well, look, there's this machine in front of you called the Google.
I know, but
don't forget, Bama's still got to play Missouri.
They got Western Carolina.
No, but Houston, that's why that Houston game, if they were undefeated, was so big.
It would have been so big. Now it's not. Move on. Get over it. You're going to have to get past that.
Good.
We want ratings. Get Louisville in. Okay, we'll do that.
Can I ask one more question?
No.
Last question about college football from me. Western Michigan's 10-0.
We're almost there. I can feel it.
Hold on.
No.
Okay, so Western Michigan beat Northwestern.
Oh, God.
Beat Illinois. and that's really their only big wins.
Yeah, so please, did that answer your question?
How many 2 and 3 loss teams would it take for them to get in?
There's no scenario that gets them
in. 26 or 27.
None. No scenario that gets them in.
Western Michigan. Wow, you seriously brought that up.
Stop it.
South Central Louisiana State University.
Don't forget, folks, follow us at notsofastpodcast.com, on Twitter at notsofastshow, and on Facebook at facebook.com/notsofastshow. Go to iTunes. You can subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podbean, on any major podcast outlet. And when you do, please leave us a 5-star review.
Jesus.
We're brought to you by Amazon and by Audible.com. There's a free audio trial there. It's waiting for you. Audio trial, audibletrial.com/notsofast, with over 180,000 titles to choose from.
It's
back with part two
hold
of
on,
our.
Hold on.
No, no, no. I have to go. I have to. We got to stop.
You notice him with his hand up and
yes.
shit?
Yes, like he's in third grade.
It's like babysitting.
Mr. Tony, I got a question.
Hold on, wait a minute, wait. You said I couldn't go outside. Did you say now, or I mean like in 20 minutes? Does that mean I can still go? No, Joey, you're fucking grounded.
I think Western Michigan can get in this.
Okay, yeah, you do. You do that. We'll be back with part two. We got a lot of pop culture to talk about. Perhaps one of the best TV villains ever to come down the pike.
Ooh.
And a little bit of cruising with celebrities. All stay tuned. Part two, Not So Fast, coming at you.
Not So Fast, a lineupmedia.fm production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com, plus on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.